People are shocked.
Okay, so the facts are pretty simple. Okay, so we'll review the facts, the basic facts that we need here. So you have B'shach Chav Kumacha. So there are two Kriya Shema's every day. When you lie down and when you rise up. Okay? The nighttime Kriya Shema and the daytime Kriya Shema. Okay, now it doesn't mean when you personally lie down, when you personally rise up. It means when people sleep and when people wake up. Okay? Fine. So that's why it's the nighttime and the morning. Right? The nighttime, people are sleeping, and then in the morning, people are getting up. Okay. So therefore, the entire night, let's say, for our purposes, entire night is considered the time when people are sleeping. In the morning, the first few hours of the morning, by the time when people are getting up. Okay, and that's when you have the mitzvah to read Kriya Shema. Alrighty. So that being the case, the question is, what about the time between dawn and sunrise? Okay, between Amar HaShachar and Hanetz. Hanetz Acham. Okay? Because apparently the fact is, the given is that during that time period, some people are still sleeping, and some people are getting up. Okay? Some and some. Some are still sleeping, some are getting up. Okay? Because it kind of makes sense. It's dawn is like the beginning of where it starts becoming light. Right? This is from the starting point. And then Hanetz is where the sun rises. It's really light. So in that time period, it's kind of light, kind of dark. So some people are still asleep, some people are getting up. Okay, and again, you got to think in terms of a society which is not electricity society, but one which lives by the sun. Okay, fine. So that's the fact. Some people are getting up, some people are still sleeping. Okay, so the question is, now how do you judge this time vis-a-vis Kriya Shema? Right? Could you do the nighttime Kriya Shema? Could you do daytime Kriya Shema? Could you do neither? Could you do both? Right? Okay, so one position says, I guess the simplest position, arguably, is that you can do both. Because some people are rising, some people are sleeping, so you can do both. Okay, that's a position in Tosfos. Okay, you can do them both. That's Tosfos. The Gemara has Nikud Amri, and this is the way Tosfos understands one of the Tosfos Pshatim and the second Nikud Amri. It would happen. But there's a position, whoever it is, there's a position that holds you can do both the nighttime and daytime Kriya Shema during the period between Amar HaShachar and Hanetz HaChama, because that's a time where some people are sleeping and some people are rising. Okay? The other positions maintain that you can only do one. You can only do one of the two. Which one? So that's Mahalukas. The first position says you could do the daytime one. You could do the daytime one only, because since people are rising up then, you cannot call it the time of sleeping. People are rising up, so you can only do the daytime one, and you cannot do the nighttime one. Okay, that's the first position of the Gemara. The second position of the Gemara gives us the exact opposite, that you could only do the nighttime one. He says, since people are sleeping, you can't say it's the time of getting up. Some people are still sleeping. So therefore, you can only do this to the nighttime one and not the daytime one. Okay? And that's it. Okay, so these are three positions. You can do them both. You can do only the nighttime, you can do only the daytime. So our question is what's the idea here? What's the svara? So again, on the surface we said is the position, so you do them both. Kind of makes sense. Right? So shop when people rise up, when people get up, so it's both. But the question is, what about the other two? And what's the machlokas? Why should it be only one of them? And what's the machlokas? So we said that the way we want to approach this is to start off with one position. Sometimes it's trying to find a machlokas. It's a mouthful to try to define both of them at the same time, to try to get the machlokas. Let's just pretend there's only one position, the first one, and let's try to analyze that, try to explain it, make sense of it. So he says that you can only do the daytime Kriya Shema, because people are getting up. And since people are getting up, you cannot call it the Zman Shechiva. You can't call it the time of sleeping. Okay, so why not? I mean, why not? Yeah, but people are getting up, but people are also sleeping. Right, so why this bias against the nighttime Kriya Shema? Right? So we don't understand that. We thought maybe we did just start with that position. So I'll go with what Yehuda is saying, basically. Okay, that even less. I mean, I don't know if you have to get into the whole preamble, but just the idea is that the first position defines Shchiva as the time. It's like it's more like it's an absence. You're saying it's like this passive, but it's like an absence of activity. There's like the stage of where a person is awake and he's doing stuff, and Zman Shchiva is the time of like inactivity. It's like an absence of an activity. That's Zman Shchiva is the quiet time. It's the quiet time. That's what Zman Shchiva is. The time where there's nothing going on. So once some people start to wake up, so you can no longer say it's the absence of activity, because there are people who are getting up. So in other words, if the state of the nature of the identity of the Zman of the time is based upon an absence, and an absence is broken once you have any people who are getting up. So once at dawn, some people are getting up. So now you can no longer say it's Shriva. Now it's the time of activity. There's the absence of activity and the time of activity. Time of getting up. So once some people do it, then it's broken the Zman of Shriva. So some people are getting up. So I people are sleeping, but sleeping is the way he's looking at sleep is more as an absence. So therefore, the absence is gone once there's a recognized portion of people who are getting up. Right, I mean, so Shchiva is that time of the absence of activity, and Zman Kima is the time which is the breaking of that inactivity. It's like the time which is identified with the transition from inactivity to activity. So therefore, that transition begins once it's dawn, because some people are getting up. And the absence only exists when it's really nighttime. It's not accidental. I'm just saying, is it based on what people do, or is it based upon the sun and stuff like that? So I say it's based on people, but people, it's the universal man. So it's based upon objective characteristics. So it doesn't just mean take a survey. There's a reason why people start getting up. The first class, the early risers, get up once it's dawn. Now, they're not going to get up when it's pitch black. You can't do anything when it's pitch black. So the early rise, they get up once there's the beginning of the light. So that's the transition. That's the time period in which there's people who are getting up. You know what I mean? But it's not because the sun per se. It's just the sun insofar as it affects the people. Oh, that's what he says. That even if you'll say, and this is what I was saying, even if you'll say technically that time period is nighttime, right? It doesn't matter because Kriya Shema doesn't go by nighttime or daytime. Technically speaking, it's nighttime. Vis-a-vis other mitzvahs, it's nighttime. But here it goes by. Here it's not nighttime. It's Shrach Becha. Shrach Becha means it's a time of inactivity. I'm inactivity. It's not a time of inactivity because it's the part of the nighttime where people are already starting to get up. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that breaks the property of nighttime. The property of nighttime is the absence of activity. Okay, so what do we have to do now?
Other side.
Okay, the other side, right? So the other side holds that no, that you could do the nighttime Kriya Shema. You could do the nighttime Kriya Shema after dawn. You could do the nighttime Kriya Shema after dawn. Okay? Up until Hanetzachama, up until sunrise. And this splits into two sides within Tosfos. Does he mean you could also do the nighttime one after Ona Shachar? Both you could do? Or does he mean you could only do the nighttime one and not the daytime one? Right, that's the way Tosfos has it. It's a split. How do you understand the second position of the Gemara, which says that the Gemara just says that since people are sleeping, you can say the nighttime one. Does he mean you could only say that one to exclude the daytime one? Or does he mean you can do both? Right. So I guess we have to define this, right? I guess you can pick whichever one you want. But, yeah. And this is an important piece of methodology is that it came out from a svara. But the point is, like, if you give a svara, sometimes you give a svara, you think of an idea, and then you say, "Oh, but what am I going to do with that next case?" Yeah, I'm not going to say the svara. You know, that's not. I don't think that's a good practice. Because, I mean, especially if you do it quickly, because the next part is the part you haven't yet analyzed. Right? So this is the part you're analyzing now. So analyze this now and see where your mind leads you in this one. Now, even if on the surface there's a problem with the next thing, get a good, clear idea here. Then, if you get a good, clear idea here, try to, you know, then see, oh, now is that problem inescapable or not? I mean, maybe you haven't yet analyzed that case. So don't dismiss as far because it doesn't seem to superficially work with the other thing. You're in the process of analysis now, and now you're going to just drop an analysis because of something that seems to be the case from somewhere else. That's, you know, you analyze that after or at the same time. But it's very hard not to do this, by the way. Because your mind oftentimes, when you think about an idea, you come up with a thought, and you initially hit a problem, and then you just turn away from the path. So I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, not to necessarily close down a path because you run into a problem. So you get stuck and you keep getting stuck. You know. So I mean, you have to at some point. You can't think about every path, but I'd say you have to have a certain type of tolerance of a question on a svara. Not to say that you're going to say it if you can't answer the question afterwards. Of course, I mean, maybe later you'll get knocked out. But so what? So you get knocked out, and then you have to go back and, you know, rethink it. Yeah. I mean, I think where the natural step, like you guys are saying, is it's the chiddush, the first way of looking at it, right? I mean, the first way of looking at it is, like, sleeping means an inactivity. It's an absence. Right? It's an absence. I mean, the natural opposite of the other side, which is, in a certain sense, simpler to say, is that sleeping means sleeping. Sleeping is an activity. I mean, you could see arguing what's sleeping. It's not as positive. But on the other end, sleeping is sleeping. You say shchiva is a time where people are involved in sleeping. It is. It's a certain kind of an activity. It's, right? And, right? It's like a funny, you can see the question. Is that an activity or is it just an absence? So saying is that he's learning and it's an activity. So zman shachacha means a time where people are sleeping. So therefore, at that dawn, there are still people sleeping. So why not? Why not? Why can't you do Zman? Why can't you do Kriya Shema then? The nighttime Kriya Shema. That's Vishakha. People are sleeping. Right? Now, according to this, I ask, so what about, could you do the morning one then also? Natural answer to that question is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Because Kumafa is an activity. That was, right? That was the previous slide said, Kumafa means you're getting up. Right, but sleeping is an absence. Now this person is saying, no, what do you mean? Sleeping is also a positive state. So sleeping is a positive state. Getting up is a positive state. Two positive states. So now there's why can't there be an overlap? So if you look at one as the absence of the other, so you can't be an overlap, right? If you look at shchiva as an absence of activity and kima as activity, so you can't overlap in an absence and the opposites. But if you're saying that shchiva is a positive state, kima is a positive state, so there's a time where some people are doing one, so they're doing the other. I guess in any one person, it's not going to be able to be both, but it's the time where people are sleeping, and the time where people are waking up. So since the time, the light properties of this time are kind of mixed, so therefore it has both properties. Right? That sounds reasonable. So the question would be then, what's the last position, which says that you could only do the nighttime one and not the daytime one, right? Okay, so maybe one thing is, maybe like this. Is that, so for starters, it doesn't say sleeping and when man is sleeping or when man is awake. Okay, man is active. It's not quite when man is active, man is passive. Right? And we noticed this last year, I think. But because if that were the case, it would be night and day. Right? But no one says you have all day. Right? The middle of time you can't do the Kriya Shema, for sure not. Right? So it's sleeping means sleeping the whole night. People are asleep. But with kumecha means when people are rising. Rising, not awake, when they're rising. And I think we said at the time, because there's no time of when man's awake. Man's awake is just his natural state. He's awake. That's what it is. It's not like a time of when you're awake. It's not like a positive thing that you can give a time to. It's just man's nature as he's awake. Sleep is where he's like breaking that. And there's an idea of waking is like the transition, where he's waking up. Zman Kima is the waking up. So maybe he learns that Kima, so again, in Kima itself, you could look at Kima as like an activity that you do. when people do the activity, and then you could say, yeah, there's some people who are doing it already from from Marasacha. But you could look at Kima, the Zohar Kima, as like the termination of Shriva. Okay, it's the break. It's like Shriva is the state where man is sleeping, and Kima is the termination of that state. Okay, termination of the state of sleeping. So there's a time where mankind is sleeping, and what a Kima means when that's terminated. Okay, this is my Kima. Not where you're getting up. Getting up means the termination of the Zman Shriva. The saying is that since there's still people who are sleeping, so you can't say that it's the termination of the Zman of Shriva. It's kind of like the opposite of, the opposite of the other way. The other way was that Shriva is an absence. Shriva is the absence of being awake. So then once anyone's waking up, then you can't say it's an absence. This is saying is, it's not that you can't say, it doesn't make sense to say that's the being awake is the absence of being sleeping. But it's not being awake, it's Kima. So you could say the Zman Kima is the time of the termination of Shriva. Okay, and since there's still a good segment of people who are sleeping during that time, you can't say that it's the termination of Shriva. You can't say Shriva's over. So Kima is where Shriva is ended. It's the time in which Shriva is ended. So therefore, that only happens once the sun is up, sun rising. That's the term of Shriva terminated. Yeah, some people get up earlier, whatever. But still, since there's a segment of people who are still sleeping, so you can't say it's the termination of the Shriva. Right. And I'll summarize, but it turns out we have three different possibilities. One way to say it is that Shriva and Kima are two different activities of man. Okay? It's a state where man is doing the activity of sleeping, the state where man is doing the activity of waking up. So then you'll say is that in dawn man is doing both. Some people are doing one, some are doing the other, so therefore you can read them both. The other way is the first position in the Gemara, which is that no, Shriva isn't an activity. Shriva is not an activity. Shriva is an absence. So Zman Shriva is the time where man is absent activity. So you can only say there's an absence when nobody is awake. Once some people wake up, then it's no longer a time of inactivity. Okay? The other way is no. Really, sleeping is an activity. Sleeping is an activity. Shriva is an activity. And Kima is Kumecha. What is Kima? If you think about it, what is Kima getting at? It's the termination of sleeping. So it's the time where you say mankind has terminated sleeping. So the thing is that since there's some people still sleeping, you can't say it's terminated. Look, some people have terminated, but termination is only realized when it's a complete and a full termination. So therefore, during dawn, you can't say it's termination. The sun, basically, the sun coming up is what terminates sleeping. But then it's light and that's it. Everyone's basically out. So that's the time. Okay, that's the time. It's interesting, why isn't it like just at that instant? You know, it's like interesting, you get like a time, you get like a time period from Hanetz until who knows what, right? And that's what we have to get to with the kings, right? You still get an extended time. But I think that's what almost the best mitzvah was to do it with like, I think like right at Hanetz, to check it, right? But that's the idea, it's like Kriya Shema is like right with Hanetz. You start, I think it's before, but I think you finish it with Hanetz. And you start to feel, I think that's the thing, it's like that. I think so. We have to look at that, I'm not sure. But it's saying is that as long as people are still sleeping, you can't say it's the termination of the sleep. But apparently, the early morning, from Hanetz and on, a little bit, especially how you draw the line, is the time where their sleep is terminated. So the man's getting up. These man's terminated his sleep, and he's getting moving. You know, some people may still be brushing their teeth or whatever, but I guess that's all part of the process of terminating the sleep. So there's an extended time frame. But it's as long as people are sleeping, you can't say it's the termination. It's ended. Okay, you with me? Okay. So I guess what we'd have to do next is look into that other thing about, so why don't you say, if it's terminated, this is what Tosa says, you may argue now, so if it's termination of sleep, sleeping is really, I'm sorry, why don't you say that since people are still sleeping, the kings are still sleeping, because Halacha's Kumecha goes all the way until 3 hours, because kings are still terminating their sleep, but they're still getting up until 3 hours. according to Rabbi Yisrael, that's what we all. So maybe you'd argue is that, so that's Shema Shliva. Shema Shliva should be able to extend up until 3 hours because kings are still sleeping. So that's the Mishnah teaching. You know, you don't say that. So why not? I mean, that's the end of the doses here. The top doses. And I think it based on this Gemara, you're of, that is, the Malachim is on Tassamar base in the Mishnah. So if you look at that Mishnah of, you know, Yeshua, of the kings, you know, and try to, you know, maybe think about his position and think about doses. It's Tassamar base, right on the flip side. The Mishnah.
This question would be...
If you want to say that since kings are minority, you can't say it's Manshliva because kings are just, who are kings? They're just small, they're minority. But you see, it's not true because vis-a-vis Mankima, you get 3 hours because kings rise in 3 hours. So apparently kings, even though they're a small amount, apparently, I don't know, they're important or for whatever reason, we consider kings into the fact, into the equation. So why don't you consider kings into the equation on the other side? Okay, and Tosus indicates, again, we're reading in Tosus a little bit, this is why the Gemara chose the cases as it did. I mean, you read that Tosus, the Feshman Tosus, the end of that top Tosus on Tosus Manal. Okay, so let's work on that, and perhaps, what's today? I guess on Monday, in theory, we should be on? Yeah, okay, so, but then that's it, right? And then I guess Shavuos, the whole week is basically Shavuos, right? So Wednesday, Thursday, and then who knows. Yeah, so I guess the week afterwards is the Yeshiva?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So let's, it's a good chance we'll continue some of this
stuff. So what, Monday?